This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2208. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded September 14th, Antarctica, Australia, Colombia, Cuba, France, Germany, Korea South, Madagascar, Monaco, Netherlands, Peru, Russia, Spain, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. LRA 36 Antarctica again on the air. Saturday, September 9th on 15475, 0.98 reduced carrier USB as I heard it via remote in Argentina. Already on the air with music at 1741, signing on after 1800. It was still going at 2237 but off before 2329. Possibly they're on the air some other days of the week, but most reliably, it seems, on Saturdays. We had been filing reports about Voice of Martyrs Korea, the service in Dvay and English for the Maldive Islands under M, Maldives non, but now I'm filing them under Australia because we're pretty sure the correct transmitter site is Kununurra, Reach Beyond Australia. That is daily at 15 to 1530 UT on 11620. Despite being on the other side of the target here in North America, I find reception quite reliable and without any signs of polar path disruptions, which would be the case if it were really coming from Uzbekistan as listed in Alki and some other places. However, World Radio TV Handbook and others think the site is Australia. For example, Craig Tyson in Perth, Western Australia says in Hardcore DX, heard at very good strength, signing on at 1500 on 11620 in English, the 12th of September here in Perth. Very likely this is from KNX, Kununurra, as the signal strength and fading patterns were very similar to 11825 Burmese, which is definitely from KNX. Local quality at times from 1500 until 1530. Another clue that it's not Uzbekistan is the frequency being more or less correct on 11620, while the Tashkent relays are often offset considerably to the lower side. But something strange happened on September 14th at 15 as I was monitoring direct and via remote. It was way off frequency, 11620.41. The correct side, however, is still being hidden. For example, USAGM has RMS monitoring logs of many stations, including this one on 11620, but the site is XXX, meaning unknown. The IB list also shows it as XUU, which means unknown site, while Alki was still showing it as Uzbekistan. Manuel Mendez in Spain again reports the Colombian station, presumably a pirate, on 6016.7, called Organización Radial El Prado, the 7th of September at 0449 until off at 0501. They even played Colombian songs and the anthem before closing. And then there's that 4940 station from Venezuela or Colombia, now reported by Manuel Mendez on the 12th of September at 0435 to 0633. Greeting listeners in Venezuela, America, and the world, calling itself Estación 4940, and its email address goes like that. Estacion4940@gmail.com was announced. And then as Ralph W. Perry points out on the Cadena de X active FB group, Santiago San Gil reports receiving a verification from the 4940 station using that email address, calling itself La Montaña. And that is despite the fact that that name for the station, La Montaña, had been debunked as a misunderstanding referring to some movie or publication and not as an ID when someone heard it. But there's a bit of confusion here as another report used a different email address, radiolamontana@gmail.com, and that got a QSL by that name. That reply was reported somewhere on Facebook by Jorvik Gutierrez, as noticed by Bill of the SWL QSL Museum. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. For example, September 14th at 1912 UT, there was dead air in English on 15140, yet it was the strongest signal on the band, at least equal to WRMI, on 15770. While in degraded propagation, we were not hearing anything from WEWN or WJHR on the same band. Sometimes that transmission is modulated, but another frequency is almost always dead air or just barely modulated, 11850 in Spanish, such as September 13th at 0132, and that is the only RHC frequency which is also accompanied by two parasitic spurs, plus and minus 10 kilohertz, but they are just barely audible carriers. We'd been wondering about this year's transatlantic yacht race, which inspires some special transmissions from Issoudun, France, about weather along the route. Now Christian Gibaudot in the British TX Club says it starts on September 24th, leaving France heading for Guadeloupe. It's called La Boulangère, and it's the mini Transat, as in transatlantic, yacht race. And he says, like every year, there will be shortwave communications from TDF Issoudun between 15 and 16 UT. Frequencies to monitor, 5975-6100, 13735, and 15300. Listening via a remote in Germany, Arthur Posner says, surprised to find Radio Slovakia International on medium wave 522 kHz, not listed anywhere. Mostly in German, but also in French, it appears it's on the air all the time. The remote receiver is located in Gerwisch near Magdeburg, and he says this at 1557 UT, September 14th. Dr. Hans Rubiner explains, already in the last days of June 2023, German shortwave listener and program producer Nuri Streichert noted a station on 522 rebroadcasting various international programs in German, including Radio Romania International, Schweizer Rundfunk, and Hit Radio Namibia. It was heard in his Hildesheim area in Lower Saxony and on a WebSDR in Magdeburg, but not much farther. 522, of course, would be an extension one channel further down from the 9 kHz plan below 531 kHz. And Dr. Biener says 520 used to be a German frequency before the changes to the 9 kHz plan. Kai Ludwig suggests it's a very low-power station and only audible at some nearby remotes, not all of them in Germany. On September 14th, Jean-Michel Aubier says there was RRI in German until 19 UT, and just afterwards Switzerland also in German. Zaharias Yangas in Greece reports an NID on 17725 at 1735 UT with Horn of Africa songs and perhaps the Amharic language. It went off abruptly at 1800. That was on September 10th. Arthur Posner replies that it's listed as AWR in the Oromo language from now in Germany, according to A23 HFCC. Also says Wolfgang Buschel, it's at 1630-17 in Amharic and 1730-18 in Oromo, both on 17725. Dave Bowen, KC0BRO in Glenwood, Minnesota, who says he's a long-time listener since the mid-1980s, reports KBS World Radio, South Korea, in English to North America, weekdays at 13 UT, 15575, signals fairly decent direct from South Korea. I remind us that since this transmission stays on the same frequency all year, and it's a mostly darkness path in the winter, you better listen now before it starts fading out. Romney Johnson in Minnesota posts extremely detailed logs of news broadcasts from stations such as New Zealand and BBC World Service. One of his favorite monitoring times is 04 UT on 12095, which is BBC via Madagascar. It's usually quite reliable, but on the 14th of September, he says there were numerous breaks in transmission and problems with modulation. You can see his reports as well as propagation info at his swldx.tumblr.com. Stephen Lewis in Houston, Texas replies, 12095 via Madagascar at 0400 is currently the strongest BBC World Service shortwave transmission heard here. I've not noticed any transmitter trouble the past few weeks, though I was not monitoring on the 14th. Audio levels and overall quality have been quite good from this facility. From obob.tv and Rusty X translated, TV Monaco, a new national television of Monaco. From September 4th, another European state will have its own public national TV channel, the Principality of Monaco. So on September 1st, Friday at 1922 local time, 7 minutes later from the scheduled time, the reigning Prince of Monaco, Albert II, and his wife, Princess Charlene, launched broadcasting in a special ceremony from the studio and control room of the new TV channel, TV Monaco, a new public channel in the country, to begin regular broadcasting on Monday, September 4th. It may be watched live worldwide at www.tvmonaco.com. By the way, we see reports of a network in Russia called Radio Monte Carlo, presumably no relation. Since the abrupt cancellation of Texas Radio Shortwave via WRMI, UT Sunday at midnight to 02 on 5950, we were wondering what would occupy those hours as of September 10th. It turned out the first hour was an extra airing of encore classical music, and the second hour was the first hour of the mighty KBC. But now, Alan Rose says, according to KBC on their FB page, here's what's really going to happen from now on. 5950 carrying the 2 hours of the mighty KBC at midnight. It's radio, but not as we know it, with Dave Mason. And at 01 to 02, the giant jukebox with Eric von Willingen. Also, the other TRSW time, 12 to 13 Sunday on 15770, carries now the giant jukebox. However, the new times on 5950 replace the former Sunday slot at 21 to 23 UT on 5950. This is filed, of course, under Netherlands non, but the other times for KBC via WRMI are midnight to 02 Sunday on 9455, 02 to 03 Sunday on 5850, and Saturday on 5850. At 08 to 09 Saturday, 7780. At 11 to 12 Friday on 15770. And 16 to 17 Wednesday on 15770. In the NASA Flash Street, Jerry Linneman in Waco, Texas, reports on Radio Dharma Peru, 4775. September 7th at 10:30 UT, just after daybreak in Dharma, but various stages of gray line or twilight to Central Texas. He says there was just a bit of CODAR designed to annoy distant listeners. Programming at this time seemed to be a studio-produced religious show, mentions of Dios and Diablo by a female announcer, ending at 10:59 with Ave Maria. A highly produced station ID at 11:02, also mentioning their medium wave, 1510 kHz to 3 kW, and FM, two 500-watt translators and two 100-watters. There's more info at radiotarma.com. According to the website, the cities in the province have a population of about 125,000, and Tarma sits at about 10,000 feet above mean sea level. Although Alki lists Radio Tarma with 1 kilowatt, the website shows 1 sesquikilowatt. Down in the noise and overwhelmed by CODAR by 11:15. The distance from Tarma to Central Texas, 3,300 miles at 335 degrees. Anatoly Klipov in Moscow continues to publish every week RussDX, summarizing mostly in English what's going on in the world of broadcasting and other radio and TV communications in Russia, thus letting the outside world know more about them, and we appreciate that very much. There was a very amusing item in the September 10th issue, a collection of radio cakes. Inspired by the theme of radio-shaped cakes, I created a virtual museum of these wonderful and probably very tasty confectionery rarities. And there's a link to the website where you may view them. Far too complex to verbalize, but it's part of www.retrotechnica-forum.ru. That's RETROTEXNIKA. The full link is in the World of Radio IO group. More from RussDX in a moment. This is the media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 2208. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. No new financial support to acknowledge this week, which might have been sent via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Or by money order or check on a U.S. bank, to Glenn Hauser. P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Now from tele-satinfo.ru via interfax.ru via RussDX and in translation. This story headline, the Ministry of Digital Development and other departments are fighting attempts to jam Russian satellites. Working to counter the Ukrainian side's attempts to jam the signal of Russian satellite TV and radio broadcasting, Maksut Shadayev, Minister of Digital Development, Communications and Mass Comms, told reporters. A lot of work is being done. For us now, it's probably more important that the Ukrainian side is trying to jam the reception on our satellites. It's not the issue of protection that is pressing now, but the issue of trying to counter the spread of TV and radio signals on our territory, on our satellites, Shadayev said. According to him, the ministry is working. All decisions have been made. They are within the purview of another department. Shadayev explained that the Ukrainian side is simply jamming our spacecraft, the transponders that ensure the distribution of satellite TV. They are trying to interfere with their work from their territory, the minister said. At the end of August, the Venomosti newspaper, citing its sources, reported that the Ministry of Digital Development began to coordinate the search for reliable protection of the satellite television signals, which have been replaced recently more than once by attackers using high-power antennas. According to the publication, possible ways to protect broadcasting were discussed at a meeting at the end of July, where representatives of the largest satellite TV operators were present. Dave Bowen in Minnesota reports a little after 22 UT Wednesday, September 13th, I tuned into Spanish National Radio and found its only English transmission missing from three frequencies, 15520 for North Africa and Middle East, 17715 for South America, and even 17855 for North America. I was also monitoring at that occasion, as I usually do, for Spain's token English broadcast, and found 17855 insufficient direct. It was, however, audible via remote in Maryland, and the other frequencies could be detected. They were still on the air, but propagation disturbance was really weakening them. And even the North American frequency, 17855, faded completely out by 2225. By 2234, the French broadcast, which followed the best and only frequency, became 11670, which is normally the worst of the four. G1-level geomagnetic storms were going on, according to WWB. As we get into fall, 17855 reception will become less and less reliable, as usual. And no doubt for the B season at the end of October, they'll go back to 9690 for the North American service at 23 UT. Voice of Turkey's Simul English at 22 UT for North America on 11785.009 was also degraded. And on September 13th, no signal at all, not even into the Netherlands remote. So on that date, it must have been off the air again. Ukraine and none. The WRMI schedule grid still shows a relay of RUI, presumably mostly in Ukrainian daily, except for a Friday preacher at 12 to 13 on 5010 toward the south, which is hardly helpful in most of North America. I had not tried to hear RUI's brief daily newscast in English for quite a while, which they call Ukraine Security Issue. The bookmark I had no longer worked, but on September 10th I found it via the website www.nrcu.gov.ua by searching around there. There is a timeline. If you click at 0300, that is local time for the English broadcast, you may hear it. And it also links day by day back to many previous editions. However, the program I brought up on September 10th had a lot more than 4 minutes in English with a weekly show following. Richard Langley in New Brunswick explains. RUI has several topical programs in English besides Ukraine Security Issue. They last around 20 minutes, typically directly follow USI, which currently starts just after midnight UT. There is not a topical program every day, though. During this past August, the schedule was, more or less, Wednesdays with Ukraine in My Heart, Friday International Dialogue, Saturdays Info Context, and Sundays Ukraine Global Context. Mike Cooper has news about a new BBC World Service show, Unspun World, with John Simpson. It's called An Honest, Unvarnished Review of the Week's Global News Stories. BBC World Affairs editor John Simpson and experts from across the world ditch the spin and get to the news. It starts 23 September and runs until 10 December. For the rest of the A23 season, the times are, and I will not attempt to unravel the target areas. Some of these may or may not be on shortwave. Saturday at 10:32 UT, Sunday at 03:32 and 18:32. Also possibly Saturday at 23:32 and Sunday at 11:32 for certain areas. Richard Langley replies, although currently on hiatus, Unspun World has been on BBC World Service for quite some time. Lately, it has also been part of the BBC WS podcast, The Explanation. That announcement must refer to its return to the air this fall. In the Medium Wave Circle, Paul Crankshaw in Troon refers to an article in HeraldScotland.com. BBC Radio 4 Long Wave on 198 kHz currently supports the Radio Teleswitching Service, RTS, which enables electricity suppliers to switch meters between different energy tariffs, such as Economy 7 or 10, and helps deliver specific savings for customers who use electricity for their heating or hot water provision. It is used when customers do not have a smart meter. The original plan was to fit a smart meter in every home in the UK by 2020, but this was scrapped in 2019 when the government realized there was no chance of meeting it. The new target date is 2025, but that won't be met either. BBC Radio 4 Long Wave is due to go off the air next year. This article, written from a Scottish perspective, points out that in Shetland, only 7% of households have smart meters, and only 4 of Scotland's 32 local authorities have more than 50% uptake of smart meters. Steve Witt replies, "The precedent was set in France for similar reasons, which is why 162 kHz is still on air just with teledata. On 18164 USB, September 12th at 2057, I ran across pileups trying to contact W6F in Kingman, Arizona, a Route 66 special event. That station was run by the Wallapai Amateur Radio Club. Details on the Route 66 on-the-air special event are at w6jbt.org. It ends after September 17th. I don't see any frequencies listed, but there is a series of one-by-one call signs roughly in order from west to east from L.A. to Chicago, W6A to W6U. It includes many towns along the way, but not Santa Rosa or Tucumcari. Our World of Radio airings from IRRS via AM Italia 1323 kHz, that is Friday at 2030 UT and Sunday at 20 UT, have some co-channel interference from Smooth Radio in Brighton, England. However, that's about to go away, according to Mike Barraclough, who sees on the Smooth Radio website that they've already closed several of their medium wave frequencies and expected to close 1323 as well. Congratulations to WBCQ on their 25th anniversary on shortwave. Alan Weiner says that was on September 8th. But he also says on September 7th, the former Radio Angela transmitter on 5130, now carrying Radio Trump International, was knocked off the air by a lightning strike, hint, hint, and it was still missing as of September 14th. As of September 13th, I've still not heard any activity from 5085 WTWW, so I asked George McClinock for an update, and he says I have paid programming starting within 2 weeks, if all goes as planned. 5085 to start at 7 to 11 p.m. Central, that is midnight to 04 UT, and then 9475 will be used later. Updates on some U.S. stations from the medium wave circle in England about WMVP 1000 Chicago, that is ESPN 1000. It's applied to relocate and reduce its nighttime power. As of 16 August, from 50 kilowatts to 37, remaining directional to the northeast, day and night. It wants to relocate to the present 820 kilohertz WCPT nighttime site northwest of Joliet. No explanation for reducing nighttime power, but it will reduce the risk of co-channel interference to XEOY in Mexico City. And then there's 1560 WFME in New York. It's been operating under STA from the site of WNSH and WFMU since October 21, using a slant wire antenna. Starting with 1 kilowatt, it was authorized a step-by-step increase to 10 kilowatts if there were no complaints of interference. But a nearby school was getting interference. So now it's requested an extension to operate at a power of only 500 watts during all hours, day and night. And this has been granted until December 23rd. Family Station sold their licensed site in Queens, New York for a large profit in 2020. In NRCDX News, Jeff Eimel in Fishers, Indiana reports on The Sound of Silence from 1300 WBZQ, Huntington, Indiana. It's silent and not coming back. I visited the transmitter site on August 26th. The site is overgrown with weeds and a no trespassing sign on the studio with boarded up windows. No signal heard on 1300 in front of the building. Based on Google Street View history, This site has been shuttered for at least 5 years. The owner has not updated the FCC. Official records show the station is still on the air. It had been in Spanish. Also in NRCDX News, as we first reported 3 weeks ago, former NRC board member and longtime AM Switch editor Jerry Starr died on August 22nd at the age of 81. He used the name Jerry Starr, STARR, on the air at WFRA 1450, and then for many years on WHOT 1390. But his birth name was James Todd Viele, V-I-E-L-E. We first met Jerry in the early 1980s at a Youngstown Area DXers, YAD, event that he hosted. Many club members have shared remembrances of Jerry on the email listserv. Our condolences to Bonnie, with whom Jerry celebrated 50 years of marriage earlier this year, and their family. And then there's a link to an obituary, which you should be able to find by searching on V-I-E-L-E at www.legacy.com. I've been trying to sort out what's going on with two of my nearby stations, which are siblings, probably operated from the same studio, or I should say, Computer Bank, 1130 KLEY, Wellington, Kansas, and 1550 KKLE, Winfield, Kansas. On 1130, I hear joint ID for both stations, but they're not in parallel. We have bluegrass music mostly on 1550, and rock music on 1130 when it's modulating. It's also a confusing situation around here from friend stations on 101.5 FM. I hear occasionally peaks of La Mexicana in Spanish on 101.5, also mentioning 93.9, which means it's KSMM way off in Liberal, Kansas. There is a Spanish station, Religious, in O'Keen, Oklahoma, which supposedly went off the air last January. I had been hearing an unmodulated carrier in stereo on 101.5, which I thought might be coming from that. But there's a third Spanish station near Tulsa in Collinsville. The latest on Radio Vanuatu, as we reported last week, Ron Howard said they had resumed 3945, but no frequencies were on the air when he checked September 3rd. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports that 3945 was on the air before and after 07UT on the 13th of September, but a very weak reception direct. He was hearing it via remotes in New Zealand with the usual programming. He says it's a shame that they're not returning to 7260, which could be heard at dawn and also well heard in North America. And when they are on 3945, there are no more harmonics on 11835 or 7890. Arthur Posner says the signal on 3945 is very wide, at least 18 kilohertz, I guess at least into a nearby remote. Then on September 14th, Manuel says, using a remote in New Zealand, they were on 5040, changing to 3945 at 0659. Wolfgang Duschel agrees 5039.998, and not Cuba. And the same change observed by Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil. On September 9th at 0633, the best signal on the 19-meter band was 15595 at S9, RCC News in English. But Vatican Radio, Santa Maria de Galeria is scheduled everywhere, as in French at this time, 0630 to 645 except Sundays. The propagation outlook from the Space Weather Prediction Center, geomagnetic field expected to be at unsettled to active levels on September 15th, 23rd, and 28th to 30th. ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 on September 23rd and 29th. Polar flux descending from 165 September 17th to 135 September 28th to 30th. With thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2208 with a standard disclaimer.